Welcome to Real Estate Mom Moguls, the podcast where real estate powerhouses meet mom life. I'm Erin McNamara.
And I'm Amanda Bohm.
We're here to spill the beans on our real life, raw, and often side-splitting experiences in the fast-paced world of real estate.
Tune in each week as we not only dissect the latest local real estate headlines, but also unveil the secrets behind mastering the ever-elusive work-life balance.
Join us for a wild ride through the realms of home buying, selling, and all the chaos in between. Expect a generous serving of real estate wisdom garnished with a sprinkle of mom magic.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going. It's going good. How about you?
Yeah. Just putting my phone on do not disturb. Nobody needs me right now. I don't want to talk to them if they do.
Yeah. I'm always weird about that, just in case like the school calls or something. I don't know. I always feel weird about putting it on.
Yeah, but they can also call, like they could call Garrett, they could call Ryan, you know, like it. And if it's a real emergency and they're in your favorites or whatever, like they call three times, like it'll still go through, right?
And they're not in my favorites, maybe they should be, but.
Well, I don't know what your school is like, but our school incoming calls are always from a different number than like if I'm calling the school. Like
yeah.
It doesn't show up the same. You know, obviously they have quite a few different lines, but.
Yeah. I think mine will always come up as the school name. Like I have it saved in my phone, so it must be the same one, but.
No, ours are all different. I mean, they all kind of have the same general sequence, if you will, but.
Yeah.
It's not all the same because I have like the main line saved, but no.
Right.
Not from my friend, the nurse.
Yeah, oh yeah. You better have her on. Do not answer because you probably don't want it.
Avoid. Well, speaking of that, let's just dive right in.
She can't get a hold of you.
Let's dive right into that, shall we? I had a lovely phone call from her Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Now, mind you, it's a half day.
Yeah. Like, can you just wait?
12:15. They get out at 12:15. And she calls me at 11:30.
For what?
Oh, to come get Emma.
Was she sick?
I was going to say, who, by the way, was not sick?
No. Oh, God. She, you know what?
It's too much. It's
there
really
should be a
too
rule.
Much.
They should
no
be a rule.
Fever. No fever. Yeah. Just, she doesn't feel well. Come get her. Like, just in case.
No. They should have a rule with the school nurse. I mean, like. That's your job, lady. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to, I understand, like, you don't want stuff spreading around the school, but when you have a frequent flyer, you know, like, that's your job. I'm doing my job, and no, I, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, she, like, doesn't even present it as an option. She's like, you know, is someone able to come get her? And I'm like, of course. I'm doing absolutely nothing else. You're right. Of course. But I said to her that day, I'm like, well, you know what? There are 45 minutes left in school. I was like, let me just pick up both kids while I'm here because I don't need to come right back.
Was she fine? Like,
totally fine. I mean, she said like her stomach hurt, but like no fever, never got sick. I don't know.
Have you seen those reels? I've seen a couple where like, it's the mom and she's on the phone with the school nurse and she's all nice to her. And then she'd be like, yeah, can I just talk to her real quick, whatever? And she's like,
get back whatever. To class.
Yeah. And not so nice words, but it's so funny because it's like, it's relatable. I will say my kids aren't bad about going to the nurse. So like if I got a call, it would be like, yes, I'll, you know, cause they rarely go. Or if they go, it's because Quinn fell at recess, needs a Band-Aid, and he goes back, you know. But otherwise, they're pretty good about it. So, like, but that's what I mean, like, distinguishing the, okay, these kids don't go to the nurse a lot. So, like, if they do, it's probably worth a call. Whereas with the kids that go to the nurse a lot, it's like, send them back to class.
Well, I mean, think about it. So we've had a concussion that was not a concussion.
Yeah.
We had a broken wrist that was not a broken wrist. And then she said her stomach hurt. I'm sorry. Do you feel perfect every single day? Like,
yeah, I
really?
Know. I know. I know. I know.
If she's throwing up, then I'll stop asking questions. But like until then.
I do get like the stomach issue is hard because you never know. And it can happen
quickly.
Out of nowhere. Yeah. So it's like that I can understand being more precautious about. But like the wrist and like, no.
Those two kill
no.
me. Well, and like our pediatrician agrees with me when I've. voiced my frustration. The pediatrician's like, yeah, no.
Like, yeah.
We're good here.
Yeah. And that's ridiculous. And what bothered me one day is when you said, like, you have to bring her to get a doctor's note. It's like, I'm not, are you going to pay my copay? Because, like, she's fine. No, I'm not bringing her to the doctor. I know she's fine.
Both times, for the concussion and the wrist.
I don't like that.
No, very frustrating.
Yeah. But
anyways, all right, here we are. That is our intro to today's whatever.
Chat. Well, you want to hear my frustration today?
I sure do. Let's go.
So I've never had an elf on the shelf. Do you have one? God.
So I rejected it for years and years and years.
Same.
And I was like, we're not doing it. And Garrett brought one home. Garrett brought it home and gave it to them.
Ugh.
So he can move it.
I have gotten so far, but they literally, every single person on the planet does Elf on the Shelf. And they talk mm-hmm. about it every day in school, where they found the elf or whatever. My kids are literally the only ones who don't have a flipping elf. They have it in school, in the classroom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quinn has come home every day. Why can't we have an elf? Why can't we have an elf? Everybody has an elf. We have one in class. He's making me feel like such a loser.
You are totally depriving them of a
I ordered it today.
Experience.
I ordered it and I have to go pick it up and I'm pissed off about it.
So here's what we do. I've got to be careful, make sure our kids don't listen to this one.
Yes.
We
explicit.
Don't move it every day.
We're going to have to put this explicit.
Yeah, there you
rated
go.
R.
We don't move it every day because we don't think of it. We don't do fun, like super clever, ridiculous things with it. I put it on the mantle and said, you know what? That's the best place for the elf to watch you. We put it on like the windowsill. Sits on like, you know, our window over our kitchen sink has like that deep shelf. It'll sit there. It just moves from one seated spot to another once in a while. That's it.
I think what I might do, since we're already getting a late start here, obviously this is going to be a unconventional elf. I think
better
I might move it during the day when I'm home instead of worrying about it at night because I don't function at night.
Yep.
So I think that I'll set it up today before, although Beta won't be home, but whatever, she knows. And I think it's going to move around during the day because
you do you, whatever works.
They go to bed at 8 o'clock. I'm not going to be up past 8 o'clock trying to figure out what to do with this elf. I'm not doing it. So I'm going to have to come up with my own rules for it.
As you should, because like, honestly, every elf is different. Every family is different. Every elf has a different job from Santa. Like, make it whatever you need to.
I'm like so bitter about it right now, but he made me feel so bad and he was so cute. He's not wrong. Literally every single friggin' kid has an elf. If it was like, oh, this one doesn't have it this long, like, okay, cool. But like every single one and the classroom has it. And I'm like, what's the reason? He's like, well, why doesn't it come to our house? And I'm like, well, I don't know. It's not my decision.
Well, that was my argument forever. I'm like, they get it in school. They had it in daycare. They had it everywhere. I'm like, why do we need one? Like, well, let's not
because
buy one.
Because everybody else has one. That's why. And they all come to school with fun, cute stories about it. And Quinn's the only loser without an elf story.
Listen, we don't have cool stories. Ours just sits and watches. I've done nothing clever, nothing fun. I will do. Like St. Patrick's Day, I'll do the leprechaun traps.
I don't do that either. I'm so bad.
I don't know when that started. I really don't know why, but like I'll build them with the kids. I mean, they initiated it, but I'll do that. But it's one day. It's one day.
Yeah, it's a one time thing. I'm like, listen, I'm all for like, I love Christmas. You know, I decorate early. I like to do all the things, but it's like, why as a population do we need to do things that make it more difficult to be a mom as it is? Like,
it makes
why do we
harder
and everybody subscribes to it? Like, I don't understand. Like, can't we just
I didn't until it arrived.
I didn't until today. So yeah, there it is.
What's happening?
But I feel the same way about the friggin' leprechaun trap. Like, the leprechaun came to school when we were, like, why can't it stick to school? Why does it have to come home?
I agree with you. I just have an easier time getting on board with that because it's one night. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not here buying all sorts of special things, making life-size crazy things. They get a shoebox and, like, we go for it. So, like, it's like a craft they can do. And I'll set it up and I don't care. I'm good with that. But
I'm like, God, all the, like, Valentine's, instead of the little box cards, everybody's sending in all these big... I'm just like, it's too much. It's too much. We have enough going on. Why do we have to do all the little things? It's still magical. You know what I mean? I'm not saying let's be Grinches, but like.
I hear you. I do.
It's frustrating to me.
I'm telling you, we remember to move the thing maybe every other day at best. Probably every couple days.
Well, Veda maybe can help because she knows. Mm-hmm. So I'll allow her to be creative if she'd like. But the other problem is they go to bed at the same time. So like.
So that might not work so well for you.
When is she going to do it? But so we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. I'll take it a step at a time. I might not even like put it out today. I'm going to get it today and figure it out. Maybe I'll hold off until like a little bit before Christmas.
Well, you could even say something like, you know. This elf goes to a couple different families, so like it doesn't come out every day.
I like that.
Why
not? That's a nice idea. Yeah.
There's too many kids this year to watch. They have to share.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Make it simple.
It's not a bad idea.
It's my vote.
Mm. Yeah.
But.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
We will. We will indeed. I feel like, speaking of Christmas... We haven't talked about anything real estate yet, but I haven't ordered Christmas cards yet. And like, we don't have pictures. I don't have anything ready to go. I'm usually like pretty good about it.
We just got pictures done this past weekend because Ronan was home for Thanksgiving. So I don't have the pictures back yet. I don't know when I'm going to have them back. And is what it is. Maybe I'll do a New Year's card if they're not in for Christmas.
There you go.
What am I gonna do?
I've had it on my list for like a week and it just keeps going to the bottom of the list.
I know.
I don't have like pictures I want to use. It might just be the kids, which I mean, obviously that's fine. It's fine. But I don't know.
I normally do family pictures and I use those for the card. Last year, I don't even remember what I did because we didn't get family pictures last year. It was the first time because everybody's so busy, you know, like I couldn't get everybody together and Ronan had to get senior pictures done. So that's what we did instead of, you know, the whole family thing. But we did it again this year, but we were late because he's away at college. Yeah. Ideally I need to start doing this stuff in the summer, but I don't think that far ahead, you know?
No, me either. That's why I was looking. I was like, when in the world's the last time we had a picture of the four of us? Like, not even professional pictures. Just like, when did we have a family picture?
In general. Yeah, I know.
June.
Mm. Yeah.
And let me tell you, I don't think it's Christmas card worthy.
I know. That's the hard thing. Like, to get a nice picture, like, you don't just have them, really.
Right. So, I don't know. But. Maybe I won't do cards. I'm not sure.
I know. It is a lot, but I try to get them out to
I like people. Doing it. I just don't have anything. It's like to the work one that thing I
that I do. Like for clients, you know, like it's like my one big I do it every year. So
yeah. Yeah. Get on it.
I'm waiting for my pictures.
Oh, so let me ask you this. The office Christmas luncheon.
Yeah.
On the Friday before Christmas. Do your kids have a half day of school that day?
Probably. The 20th?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will bring that up. I mean, I don't know if it's going to make a difference, but.
Yeah. It poses a challenge.
Yeah.
For me. Where's speaking for myself.
Office luncheon. And it's far. Oh, no. It's an East Lyme.
Actually, that'd be convenient for me, but that's 15 minutes.
And I feel like on a half day, my kids don't get home until on the bus after one. But still, I would have to cut it short.
I'd be there for 15 minutes, best case scenario, which is
Amanda, I'm going to say, Amanda, I'm emailing her now.
Oh, you're going to blame me.
Amanda and my kids, I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. You're including yourself. Okay.
Have a day at school.
Because who else?
I'm sure others. Nassim, Jeff.
Jeff. Yeah.
Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked at the date and I was like, that's not good.
I'm glad you brought that up because I hadn't even looked at that.
I had a moment of like sheer panic looking at the schedule for the rest of the month. And I was trying to figure out, I have one closing that was bumped. I have another one that, well, I don't know where we're at with that one. Mm. And another one that'll close. So I'm supposed to have three closings all the same week. I'm like, it's kind of unusual, right?
Which week? In this month?
This month, yeah. Not next week, the following, like 18, 19, that whole week before Christmas.
That week, yeah.
But then I'm also like, okay, you know, one is a listing, so that doesn't really matter. But two would be buyers. I'm like, okay, final walkthrough, school schedule, Christmas. Well, it's not Christmas week, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's going to be sheer chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't very well say to my clients, well, I can't do a walkthrough because I have to go into the school classroom for, you know, some silly thing.
I know.
But I feel like it's going to be a whole week of that.
Same. I have that week too. I go into one class and then we go into another.
Right.
I think my closings, and they're both listings, so not as bad.
Yeah.
I think they should both be completed before that week. So that's good. My other one released, so I would have had three as well, but I'll take two for the month.
One of my three is on shaky ground. Very shaky.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what to do about it, to be honest with you.
Truly, though, in this scenario, I would think that it would benefit the seller to work with you because I don't know how that will work moving forward for them if you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I had a conversation with the lender this morning. I've had conversations with the lender every day. And I also had more of like a, I'm going to say brainstorming conversation with the agent on the other side who didn't say all that much. She was more listening, which always makes me kind of uncomfortable because I kind of want like feedback, like
her feedback,
your opinion, you know, like I wanted to toss ideas back and forth.
Work collaboratively.
Exactly. I was trying to be very open-ended about things. I was trying to, you know, certainly not say my clients are willing to do this, this, and this, but just say that, you know, here's what we're looking at. You know, we have this option and that option. I don't know that they can do this, but you know, just kind of trying to lay things out there and see what her impression was. And like the only thing she gave me back was that the seller would need to digest everything. And I'm like, so you're telling me we've been at this for how many days now and you haven't even told the seller anything?
Oh, really?
That's the impression I was getting. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's a fun conversation, I'm sure.
Is the agent someone you know?
No, she's been very friendly. She's been really easy. I told her, you know, a couple days ago what we were doing, and she was like, okay, you know, just keep me posted. Because at that point, you know, we were still trying to see if we could get anything to change. But besides that, no, I've never worked with her before. She's not a new agent, but I had no complaint other than, like, let's have a conversation, not just me chatting.
Well, right. I mean, because at this point, like, your buyers want the house, certainly, but, like, it's more of a her issue than it is yours, really. I mean, because your people could decide to walk away, and now they're stuck with a house that...
Well, they might have to, would be the other issue, not whether they decide to, right?
Yeah, because that's going to be almost hard. It's going to be very hard to make up the difference there.
Yeah. Well, and then the question is, should they, right? So, you know, there's a difference between really wanting something. There's a difference between saying, hey, we're going to be here for 20, 25 years or more. Mm-hmm. So is it going to appreciate? Yeah, that's a pretty safe bet. But to pay that much over market value, is that a good financial decision? Say your plans change, even if you intend to be there forever, life happens, job loss. I don't know, you know, something unexpected.
Sure.
You know, there's some risk involved. And I don't, you know, my opinion doesn't matter. I'm not telling them what they should or shouldn't do. I've asked them to look at all the different scenarios of what they're willing and able to do. And we're going to, you know, circle back later. But I said, let's put the ball in the seller's court right now. Let's see what he comes back with. Because
I agree with that.
We don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
so we'll see.
You'll be able to, I know it's not ideal, but like your people can go find another house. You know, the seller is going to have an issue if this happens again. You know what I mean? Right. Like if it's, which I would guess that there will be some sort of issue, maybe not as extreme as what you're dealing with, but I would imagine that there'd be another issue. You know what
I
mean?
And that's what I said. I said, well, what about, this was actually Kathy's idea, to be honest, but I think it's a good one. I was like, what about having the seller get their own independent appraisal? Mm. If they pick the appraiser, if they hire them, that there's no, you know, conflict of interest. There's no bank directing it. There's no, I'm not saying banks direct it, but you know what I mean? Like they have the choice in who they have come look at it, and whatever they come back with, they can't really, you know, dispute as much, especially if you're comparing two different numbers. But I'll be honest, and this is where I've really struggled, because my opinion on this, I mean, I'm not an appraiser, but I think we have a pretty good sense of these things.
Sure.
Typically. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a really unique property, and it is a, I'll say, even a very desirable property. My opinion on this one is the value is there. The value is higher than what we're getting on the appraisal. And I think what the appraiser is running into is like the limitation of good comparable sales. So like they can't prove that it's worth more.
Yeah.
But I do think someone with cash, and my clients are extremely strong buyers. I mean, they're not financing all of this. You know, you'd be looking at someone all cash to get anything really more than what we're talking about.
Did you have multiple offers when you submitted?
So I don't know. So we did come in below ask, but we put the offer in like immediately. And I know they were getting really good traffic with showings. Mm-hmm. I think we were the strongest offer in terms of contingencies. Very strong buyers bringing a lot down, not asking for the seller to pay commission. You know, I don't want to say too much right now, but
no, of course,
they're very strong buyers, and it was a strong offer terms wise.
Which makes me wonder what the others were, and what other buyers felt about the value, you know?
Right. I fully admit it's a hard property to find comparables for, because it is so much nicer than most of what's in the area.
And that's such a great example about not overdoing it.
But it's not. So that's where I hesitate, because I don't think it's over improved.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
So, I mean, it'd be one thing if they put up a, you know, $1.5 million mansion. This is a tasteful, ordinary size home, situated nicely. It's a nice lot, waterfront, beautiful dock. It just, everything they did right. But it's not, truly, it's not overdone. I mean, it brings the standard up for the area, but not too much. So I don't know. I mean, my opinion really doesn't matter one way or the other. But
at this point,
I do think there would be people willing to spend more than this appraised value. It's tough.
You've had some doozies.
That's what we were just in the meeting this morning after they after Bud stopped it. Kathy was saying something about issues with waiting on inspections and appraisal. And I'm like, well, if anyone will have them, it'll be me.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to manifest like a nice, easy deal.
Yeah. You're due for one. That's for sure.
I don't know. I've been thrown a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you have. What? Makes you a better agent.
Stride, right?
It makes you a better agent. It does. It does.
I don't know. The ones this summer were really starting to get to me. These are not, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but like they're not throwing me off kilter yet, you know?
Yeah. Well, and like I said, in the end, it's not really a you issue. I mean, disappointing for the buyer. Sure, you got to keep looking, but like you'll find another house. It'll be more of a challenge for the seller. Be glad you're not the listing agent on that side. That's the harder place to be right now. Yeah, yeah.
Very true. I don't know. I keep looking at the camera. I don't know what is happening with my hair today. I was out in the wind. I was doing a virtual showing this morning.
Yeah.
9 a.m. showing. The house just went on the market today. We were the first ones through. Beautiful house in Chester, like walking distance to the village. Nice. I don't get excited about properties easily. This was nice. Like normal nice. Again, fit in with all the neighboring properties. Just
like cute little area though.
New England. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, wow, this is really fun. But I was standing out there in the wind, and ever since I've looked disheveled.
It's been windy. Yesterday I had also virtual showings, and it was windy. It was cold.
Yeah.
It was cold.
Well, I could even see, like, you know, I was holding the phone and I was like, my hair is blowing all around.
Yeah, I know. I know. But,
oh, well.
Yeah. Well, what else do you have?
I've got a little more paperwork to do today. I had some inspection stuff we finished negotiating. That's nothing exciting to report there, but just the paperwork changing things.
Mm.
Emma has dance tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like the week is flying by. I mean, it's only Wednesday, but I just feel like, well, yesterday was kind of a lost day, right? For me. We went skiing.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, how was that? Like, it was good.
It was. It was fun. It was a quick trip. I mean, we didn't stay the whole day by any means. We came back and got Noel to dance. But no, it was good. It was fun. But I just felt like, you know, I front loaded everything Monday, crazy day all day long. Today has kind of felt similar to a certain extent. And now it's like we're right into the weekend, you know? And then Monday is Noelle's birthday already.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, everything's happening in like hyperspeed is kind of how it feels.
Yeah. And I feel like that happened this time of year. I think that's going to be the case for us as well. Coming up, we have the party on Friday.
And Saturday and Sunday for us, 3 days in a row.
Party. Yeah, we have a birthday party Saturday. Veda started basketball. She has a game Saturday. And we go right to the birthday party from there where we will already be late. And then she's also in her meet season. So we will head up to Rhode Island Saturday afternoon night because she has an 8 a.m. meet on Sunday.
It's a busy weekend.
So I think that I have like a couple, you know, holiday party stuff. I think from here on out, it's going to go just like that. Pretty
hyper
quick.
Speed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They have 2 more weeks of school. Really?
I'm getting confused.
Next week and the week after. So like 2.5 weeks. Today's Wednesday. They have the rest of this week, and then they have next week and the week after. And that Friday, the 20th, we were just talking about, it's a half day. And then the break is like 2 weeks. It's a long week, just the way things fall.
Yeah, like 12 days or something, I think I counted. More than that. Yeah, it's just under 2 weeks.
It is just under 2 weeks. Yeah. Huh.
That's okay. Well,
it's
we need to
gonna
do
be
an
2025.
Episode with the kids.
Yeah, we do. And so we'll pull, let's like not right now, but look at the calendar and see when we can do that. Let's do it together somewhere
in person. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
With margaritas or eggnog or something.
We can do something like festive. Like a Christmas sangria or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
You know who has a menu? Susie has a menu of holiday drinks. She has a holiday bartender.
Does she?
Yes.
What do you mean by that? Like
they do an adult only Christmas party, and we have a holiday bartender.
Oh, I like
that.
She
has a menu. So I'll peruse the menu. I will sample, actually. That's what I will do.
Yes. Good.
Quality
report
control.
Back.
Yeah. There you go. That'll be my mission for the weekend.
Yeah. And then, let's pick some dates. Because that'll be fun. The kids will like that too. And they have plenty of time off. So
so we could go through the whole list of drinks.
We should maybe do a couple of different meetings. Yeah.
I am all for it. It'll be our, I don't want to say coping. It'll be our celebrating the week.
We could do it here. I can get this downstairs cleaned up. And either we can ship the kids down here or we can come down here and shut the door.
They'll just open it. Are you kidding? No. There's no avoiding them.
No, not completely.
You know what? You know what else I want to do? I think I mentioned this a while ago, but I really want to put something on the calendar. Is when we did the all the moms.
I
just think it's good for everybody. I mean, I haven't even seen like Brittany or Bailey in person in quite a while.
Yeah.
I think it's good for everybody.
Agreed.
Just another thing to add to the calendar.
Finding the time, yeah. But yeah, let's talk about that and let's pick some dates and we'll do that.
Okay.
I got to go because I have to go to a showing in Ledyard for 1:30. So.
Sounds good. Good luck with that.
Thank you. Good luck with your stuff. And I will definitely see you Friday. Are you bringing the kids or what?
I don't know yet. So I don't know how we're going to work out this whole weekend. I sent Robin a very lengthy email. She probably thinks I'm a lunatic. And I'm just like, I don't know how to RSVP to this. I don't know if I'm staying. I was like, you know, long story short, don't plan on us for anything, but I'll be there in some capacity.
Got it. Got it.
I think I'm going to be like a tornado this weekend, just like spinning in and out of things.
Yeah, I understand that feeling.
So yes, I will see you. I don't know if I'll bring the girls. My hesitation is bringing them out 3 nights in a row.
Yeah, I know. Too much
excitement. And I think they'd be all for it, but it's just like, I think we need to pace ourselves a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll crash by the time Christmas comes.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to like deprive them of things, but I just...
Hear you. They'll be fine. I mean, my kids go, but not necessarily because I want them to.
Yeah. No, I know. But and then again, I mean, if Aiden and Quinn are there, the girls are going to want to go. They're going to want to play. But in doing so, it's then, you know, we're there the whole time.
And truly, though, it's not the best place to play. You know what I mean?
Like, no,
it's
not really.
It's not. So don't worry about it.
It was nice to have pictures of us and the kids together last year. Like, that was a good opportunity with everybody kind of looking nice.
True.
So there's that argument too.
We could do that anytime though.
Where they look nice?
Ish.
Ish.
Yeah. I don't even know what I'm wearing. I don't even know if we're going to look nice. Either. So don't bank on that. I have no idea what we're wearing.
Actually, I am getting my hair done tomorrow, so at least the roots will be better. But you might be windblown and disheveled. Who knows?
I don't know what I'm wearing. I don't know what. I don't think Veda has a sweater. She doesn't have nice pants. Who knows? We might be a hot mess, and it is going to be what it's going to be. So
yep, I agree. I hear you.
Yep.
All right. You need to go to
all right. I will talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Real Estate Mom Moguls. If you enjoyed today's episode, please support us by liking, sharing, and subscribing. Your support is invaluable in bringing you more insights on real estate and mom life. We'd love to hear your topic requests for future episodes. Feel free to leave them in the comments. Stay tuned for more. See you next time.